The whole world is involved in this great controversy. All of it. And yet so many of them don't know the basic issue. Obedience to the law of God through faith in Jesus Christ, their Savior. The day will come when the veils of deception will finally be swept aside and the judgment will sit and the books will be opened, and then standing before the great white throne, men will discover that they tried to destroy the foundation of God's government. They did it in the political systems. They did it in the governments. They did it in the churches. They will then learn that it is also the statute book of the judgment, the law of God. The foolish will too late acknowledge the truth just before the fire falls. The wise acknowledge it now. And in cooperation with Christ's empowering grace are carefully studying God's inspired word and obeying it. The great controversy will wax stronger and stronger and will become more and more determined. Mind will be arrayed against mind. Plans against plans. Principles of heavenly origin against principles of Satan. Truth in its varied phases will be in conflict with error in its ever-increasing forms, and which, if possible, will deceive the very elect. From the very beginning of the great controversy in heaven, it has been Satan's purpose to overthrow the law of God. It was to accomplish this that he entered upon his rebellion against the Creator. And though he was cast out of heaven, he has continued the same warfare upon the earth. In seeking to cast contempt upon the divine statutes, Satan has perverted the doctrines of the Bible, and errors have thus become incorporated into the faith of thousands who profess to believe the Scriptures. The last great conflict between truth and error is but the final struggle of the long-standing controversy concerning the law of God. Upon this battle, we are now entering a battle between the laws of men and the precepts of Jehovah, between the religion of the Bible and the religion of fable and tradition. Ponder that point carefully. For we today, the Advent people, are the called out people in fulfillment of Revelation 12:17 and 14:12. We are the ones who have been entrusted with sharing God's law to all the world in these last days. In the executive judgment, after the millennium, the wicked will finally admit the truth and yield a controversy. And then Satan and his followers, the workers of iniquity who love sin more than they love God and his principles, they will be obliterated from the universe. The whole universe will have become witness to the nature and the results of sin, and its utter extermination, which in the beginning would have brought fear to angels and dishonor to God, will now vindicate his love and establish his honor before the universe of beings who delight to do his will and in whose heart is his law. Never will evil again be manifest, says the word of God. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. The law of God, which Satan has reproached as the yoke of bondage, will be honored by all the universe as the law of liberty. A tested and proved creation will never again be turned from allegiance to him, whose character has been fully manifested before them as fathomless love and infinite wisdom. And now, let us go to part 6, The Controversy Ended. And then, the end will come, and the controversy will be forever finished. Those who by their obedience through faith in Christ have placed themselves on God's side of the controversy will live forever in a paradise of peace. Jesus looks upon them with satisfaction, for he sees that for them he did not die in vain. They believed that God meant what He said. He gave them His law, and He gave them empowerment through Christ to obey it. They obeyed the one by faith in the other. They fulfilled the terms of the great controversy. By the faith that works by love, they became truly clothed in His righteousness. In their lives, they genuinely fulfilled the specifications of the third angel's message. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God by the faith of Jesus. Revelation 14:12. Those are the specifications of the great controversy. And now in heaven they receive the reward of their loyalty to their Creator's government. The great controversy is ended. And the years of eternity as they roll will bring richer and still more glorious revelations of God and of Christ. As knowledge is progressive, so will love, reverence, and happiness increase. The more men learn of God, the greater will be their admiration of His character. As Jesus opens before them the riches of redemption and the amazing achievements in the great controversy with Satan, the hearts of the ransomed thrill with more fervent devotion and with more rapturous joy. And they sweep the harps of gold, and 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of voices unite to swell the mighty chorus of praise. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. The great controversy is ended. Sin and sinners are no more. The entire universe is clean. One pulse of harmony and gladness beats through the vast creation, from the minutest atom to the greatest world. All things, animate and inanimate, in their unshadowed beauty and perfect joy, declare that God is love.